So, because we are his body, although we are physically on the earth, but you must understand in the realm of the spirit, there is no distance. Hallelujah. So, authority-wise, we are right there with him. When we know this, when we know this, hallelujah. When we know this, when we speak this, it is just as he has said it. I'm going to say it again. This is why he said, you shall know the truth, and the what? Truth will make you free. When you know this, when I said cancer, die, it's as though Jesus said that. And cancer have to die. When he said to that one, when he said to that blind man, put the stuff on your eyes and go down to the pool and wash. What happened? It came sin. When he said to that young man, that father said, if you can do anything, have compassion on us. If you can do anything, help us or heal my son. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. He said, I believe, help my unbelief. He said to the devil, come out. When we know this, that we are his body, and when we speak to these things that we've been delivered from, when we speak to this disease, when we speak to poverty, when we speak to evil spirit, when we speak to confusion, when we speak to demonic activity, when we speak to storms, when we speak to tornadoes, when we speak to disasters, they will do for us the same thing they did for him. Because I am one with him, and if they obeyed him, they have to obey me. Are y'all hearing me? See, we have separated Jesus from the church, and we have taken on teaching and instruction that God didn't give. And for that reason, our lives are messed up. Many areas. We'll say, God can do this. And you hear people walking around say, God don't heal. No, he won't heal unbelief. Amen. People that don't believe him, you must believe. If you don't believe it, it won't happen. If I believe, you can't stop it from happening for me. Hallelujah. So, when we understand how one we are, what position we've been placed in or put in, grace did it. It's done. I don't have to try to fix it. It's done. My job is to learn how to receive it and walk in it. We've been broke too long, many of us. We've been scuffling and too long with stuff, issues that happen in your life. In your raising, you're coming up and stuff happened to you when you were coming up in the family. Your daddy didn't say it right, didn't do it right. Your mama didn't do it right. And you saw them do things that wasn't right. And you're still struggling with that. Some thing was said to you by other people. You're still struggling with that. But when you find out, grace has already fixed it. You can be a good father to your children, be a good husband to your wife. You can be a good parent. You can be good people. You can be successful in life when you find out I'm not guilty. Phew. Y'all kind of ready for this? Hallelujah. See, Satan wants you to walk around bound up all your life because you got messed up in one marriage. He wants you to think you'll never be free again. But I come to set you free. Ha, ha, ha. When you know that grace did it, you don't have to carry the guilt. You don't have to carry the shame. You just take it to the blood. And you declare, by the blood, I'm washed clean. I don't care what you say. You talk to your feelings. I don't care how you feel. I'm free. You can talk to pain. I don't care how you hurt me. I'm still healed. But we've been taught to go by feeling and natural things so much, the spiritual thing doesn't seem real to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, listen to this. Let's move on. So, authority-wise, we are right there with him. When we know this, when we speak it, it's just as he said it. This is why. See, when you find out the why and what's going on, because Satan like to throw the rock and hide his hand and stand there like he didn't do anything. That's what he like to do. But when that joke is exposed and what he's been doing to you, and you see how he have messed with your life, messed with your health, messed with your family, messed with your money, messed with stuff you ought to be enjoying, and you living like somebody that don't know God, and yet God is still saying you're royalty, you're a king and a priest unto him, and yet you are struggling. When you find out who's been causing the trouble and you have the authority, you have the right, you have been ordered and instructed and commanded by God to deal with him. So, you're going to see some things today. Hallelujah. So, listen to this. This is why. This is what Satan has been fighting so hard and so long to keep this truth from the body of Christ. He's been fighting. This is why. You wonder why. Why I won't read my Bible? There's somebody behind it. Because if you're born again, you ought to have something in you. I need this. Let me ask you, do your body tell you when it wants something to eat? Don't you have an appetite? Then it manufacture to try to make you overeat. Come on now. Don't sit there and look at me like that. Y'all know. Your body will tell you, I want something to eat. Well, then, if my spirit is alive to God, it ought to be able to tell me, I got to read, I got to pray, I got to seek, I got to wait on God. Why doesn't it want to do that? We have allowed our flesh to take over, and your flesh ain't going to never want to wait on God. Your mind not going to ever want to pray. You won't think about all the things they said and what they done and how I can get over, how I can get by. Am I preaching or talking to anybody? But when you get your mind turned and your spirit focused on God, you want to believe God. Thank you, Lord. Who can I bless? Who can I tell this? Boy, when I was studying this, I'm so excited. I can't hardly wait to get to preaching.